Friday morning, the antique yard sale trail is underway. We're right in the middle of the trail along M25 in Port Sanilac at the Sanilac County Historical Museum and Village. Joining us right now is the board president for the Sanilac County Historical Society, David Blaine. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So you got a lot of volunteers. It's going to be a busy place here this weekend, isn't it?
I hope so.
It should be. Should be. How did you get involved with the museum, and why is it important to you to stay involved?
Well, I've always been interested in history, although my grades didn't show it in school. When I retired from my day job, I was asked if I would sit on the board of directors, and I took a position. They didn't tell me I'd be running unopposed. I was kind of hoping I wouldn't get it, but I've been around for close to 10 years now. I've been the president for the last three, and that was similar. No one else would say yes, so I got it by default. We have 16 buildings here now. When we first started out, the society was formed in 1960, just a group of people.
Yeah.
Without a central location, they would meet, they'd discuss history. Mm-hmm. The county was about 100 years old then, and that typically happens all over the United States.
Right.
The gentleman who owned this beautiful brick mansion here was the last of the family and had no heirs and left it to us in the late 60s. And with a life lease, and passed away in the early 70s. For 1976 bicentennial, they brought the first building here, which was a small log cabin, and set it in place. And over the years, they've moved a one-room schoolhouse, a church, a train depot, summer cottage, a couple more log buildings. And we've got a blacksmith shop here. We've got the general store. We've got a hearse shed that actually contains an antique horse-drawn hearse. There's a lot here to see. It's easiest to tell people it's a miniature version of Greenfield Village.
It really is. And I think that, you know, people in every community, you're going to find people that are interested in their local history. I just feel like here in Sanilac County, there's a real appreciation for history.
There is. And I want to mention, there's a common misconception, because our name is the Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum. And we are not affiliated with the county government. We are a history organization of Sanilac County.
Right.
And we don't receive millage, we don't receive anything from the public. We are supported by our members, we're supported by our volunteers, and we're supported by our donors. We're constantly running fundraisers. If anyone lives in an old home or has ever lived in an old home, knows it takes a tremendous amount of upkeep. And when you have 16 buildings, roughly 150 years old or more, it's astronomically expensive to maintain all of this. Now we're putting in these sidewalks with the intention of making it easier for anyone who comes here, walker, cane, wheelchair, whatever. You'll be able to get around and view all of the buildings. I can't say that you can get into every single one of them, but we'll help you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we just put a new handicap access to the mansion here, because the old one was getting a little dilapidated, and this one goes to a wider door so we can get more people in than ever.
How does somebody get involved with the Sanilac County Historical Society, with the museum, to either become a member or to volunteer? How does that all happen?
Well, all they'd have to do is give our administrator, Dawn Malik, a call, and she can get you the information, or you could visit our website, which I'm going to go on here and double check it for you so I don't give you the wrong address. It is sanilaccountymuseum.org, I believe.
I think that sounds right. Dawn mentioned it earlier this morning. You could always just Google it.
Yes, if you Google Sanilac County Historic Museum, we're the number one thing that comes up. They've got information about us on the right-hand panel, hours and days and all that.
And like I said to Dawn earlier this morning, it's really easy to find. It's that big, beautiful yellow building just as you come into Port Sanilac. It's not so easy to find at 5:45 a.m. when it's still dark. That's when I was looking for it this morning.
Well, you know, granted, when it's dark, it's hard. We don't have the signs lit, but we do have huge signs out here.
Yeah,
and people have even lived here 6 months, still asking, there's a museum in town? Where's it at? It's like, it's right behind the sign.
Come visit. Come check it out. It's a pretty cool place. Well, you're, again, hopefully going to be busy this weekend. Hope that you have a lot of visitors here along the Antique Yard Sale Trail at the Santa Lac County Historical Museum in Port Santa Lac. Should be a fun weekend.
I want to mention that if somebody comes up here and we're closed, they come up in the evening. Mm-hmm. They come up after Labor Day when we're not open. They can go on that website to the tours page, mm-hmm. and if they scroll down, there's a place where they can click, and there is a narrated walking tour. It's an MP3.
Oh, no kidding.
And you can save it to your device, or you can play it, stream it, but it asks you to walk to the front of the building and start the narrative, and then you can pause it, because it'll say, okay, pause this and walk to the back of the building, and it starts talking about the buildings you're looking at. And it tells you a little bit about the building and what's inside. Hopefully it entices you to come back again when we're open. But we're frequented all sorts of times by people who just come here and they want to have lunch in a cool, shady place. Sometimes if you're here in the evening, you'll see the deer come out.
Yeah.
Come on down, walk through. The interesting thing about this house is it was only owned by one family. And the things that are in there aren't things. The things in there are there. Books, their furniture,
wow.
their diploma on the wall.
What a neat experience.
I could tell you more about it if you had the rest of the day.
If we had the rest of the day, we would certainly listen to it, but we'll save it for next time. How about
all
that?
All right. Thanks very
David,
much.
David, thank you. David Blaine with us on WPHM, the president of the board of the Santa Lac County Historical Society. Thanks so much, everybody, from the museum for having us here this morning. Be careful on the trail this weekend. Hope you find lots of treasures. We'll be back with the morning show again on Monday, as we do every weekday, 6 till 10.